This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Earth. I tell you what, it's a true statement when I say another session of sanity compared to what's going on there at the I don't want to call it Congress, right? D.C. The nut jobs in D.C. They are let the loons loose in the asylum. You know what I'm saying? And for Nancy Pelosi, there I go, jump right in. For Nancy Pelosi to jump right in. Because she has to like what do they call it? The squad, the group, the Maronis. She doesn't like what they have to say about her. It's just a reason. Just amazing. Okay, yeah, I hit the ground running. Sorry. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Lot as you can. I don't want to sound like that guy Hannity, but man. It is a busy news day. I mean, we've been waiting for this all day long. Pelosi finally gave in. She's come out and said, but here's the funny thing about this. There's nothing here. And when I say there's nothing here, I'm not even defending the president. I'm saying there's nothing here. There's nothing new here. They have been investigating for impeachment since what, 2017? Jerry Nadler, over the last couple of weeks, they're investigating or they're doing an impeachment investigation. I don't know, they have all different kinds of names for this stuff. So nothing has changed. I mean, they're still doing the same things that they said they were going to do. They have been doing. They'll continue to do. I don't know what everybody's crazy about. This is, the announcement is truly a nothing burger. And when they finally get down to it, they won't even be bred for the nothing burger. Right? Think about something. 2 years, almost 3 years, and millions, a billion dollars later, no Russian collusion. Right? You know, they bring everybody involved in the investigation in, Mueller included, still nothing. I mean, everything that they go after this guy on, this just has such a hate here. It's just pathetic. And everything they go after this guy on comes up with nothing. Right? He threatens to delay money unless Ukraine investigates a corruption claim. No, actually, that didn't happen. Now, it's really funny. I want you to think about the parallels here. So, Trump says, you know, doesn't say anything about the money. I don't know. Some people say it was over $200 million or whatever it was. But he's talking to the Ukrainian president, congratulating him, and, you know, then in the conversation, I don't know exactly what it is yet. Basically, what comes up is, you know, you've got a corrupt government. You said you were going to go in and clean up things. You should look at that whole thing with Biden and his son and the money being held up then, unless action was taken. And I would imagine the Ukrainian government said, you are correct. We should be looking at that as well. And then I guess later on in the day, money that was promised Ukraine was released or finally made it to them or whatever the term is going to be. But there was no threat that they wouldn't get the money unless there was by Joe Biden. That was okay. Remember, he was acting for the president. All right. Joe's son. And now you guys have probably heard this all day, all over the place. But Joe's son got appointed to the board of an energy company. The only thing Joe Biden's son, Hunter, knew about energy was turning the light switch on. He knew that when you turn a light switch on, energy went through that, turned a light on in the room. That was about it. No experience. Yet he gets a job that pays up to $50K a month. Wouldn't you love to do that? Wouldn't you love to have friends that could do that for you? And then when everything started falling apart, there was started issues and an investigator was appointed, what happened? The investigator got fired. Because it's on video over and over and over again where Biden says, Uncle Joe says, hey, I told him, you know, you don't fire the guy, you get no money. I'm sorry. That's a threat. And now they're turning into a political issue, right? Now, after a week, think about this thing. After years of investigation, they got nothing. After a week, they think they got enough now. Right? And they say, this is so wrong. He's going after a challenger. He knows that Joe Biden can beat him. This is all political. Right. And the Hillary, the original thing that they're going after, the dossier that they're going after Trump on, was not a hit piece, right? It was not a political piece. It wasn't the fact that Hillary and others in the DNC were trying to go after Trump to get him gone in a political way. They're hypocrites. They're just flat-out, unadulterated hypocrites. And it never stops. And it never will stop, frankly. Right? And for those of you who listen to Judge Napolitano, I want you to think about something. Right now, his record is probably like 0-9. I mean, the guy's always telling us how Trump is wrong and this is right. I don't know, what the heck is he doing there? And how the court's going to rule a certain way and then it doesn't. And now he says what? Right? That Trump admitted to committing a crime in Ukraine talks. Right. Because he suggested that the president of Ukraine should clean up corruption, should look into some of these allegations that have gone over the years that were just dismissed. Right? All right, we're going to calm down a little bit. When we come back, I got one of my favorites. Brad Dickens will join us. We're going to talk about your parental rights and how you keep them. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart. antibody extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you part of. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. You know, my buddy is on. Always love when we have him. He's, you know what? We always get so much good information. All right, we're back with my favorite time of the week. I always love when this guy's on with us because you need to know your rights. We need to know our rights. We need to know what's going on in the legal system because many of you, you know that I'm a trustee on the school board in California. Yes, in California, a Christian conservative Republican on a school board in California. And you would believe, but you wouldn't believe the fights we have. to get things done on that school board when it comes to simple things, simple morality, simple rights of our kids and things like that. And I am so glad I know this guy because he's been able to help me do many things over the years at the school board level. Brad Dacus joins me from Pacific Justice Institute. And again, Brad, always love when you're on with me.
Always a pleasure.
All right, so let's just get into a couple things here real quick. October 3rd is Bring Your Bible to School Day. And that's nationwide. It's not in California. I mean, my God, if it was a California law, it would have never been passed. But it's Bring Your Bible to School Day across the country. I encourage parents and kids, Christian kids and kids of faith, if you would. Look, don't be ashamed of, don't be afraid to live out, live out your belief system. Now, I'm not saying to grab the Bible and jump on one of the tables at school and start, screaming out and praise Jesus. I'm just talking about don't be ashamed to let people know who and what you stand for. And there's nothing illegal about that, is there?
Right. It's totally legal. It's protected. Students can have a Bible study during lunchtime if they wish. They can share their faith in between classes. We defended a gentleman who was up in Everett, Washington, and went into federal court, and he was being permanently expelled for doing that. And we at Pacific Justice Institute, where we now have an office in Seattle, defended him, and he completely won his case. So students are free to do that. When I was in third grade, I even petitioned to have a Bible put in my elementary school library. That was my first case, if you will. And they backed down. They said, okay, well, all right, we'll put a Bible in, So wow. It also could be used in literature in my AP English class. I remember we had the Bible's literature. I'm not sure that the teacher actually agreed with it, but it was literature. And so there's the Bible doesn't have the cootie germs. It doesn't, it's not radioactive. It's safe. And students should be able to bring it and not be ashamed of it.
And you can teach the Bible as literature in schools. And matter of fact, you can even teach the Bible as it relates to teaching the religions of the world, if you would, or teaching the major religions in context with the others, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, and that kind of stuff. Is that not true?
Right. In fact, many schools, many public schools actually do that. I have a little bit of a problem with many of the public schools that often have a bias in, yes, against Christianity. Most of what they teach is in a negative light. And then as far as Islam, almost all of what it's taught is in a very positive light. So that's almost proselytizing. So, there's a little bit of problem there. But they can teach objectively, non-proselytizing. About different religions.
Yeah, people are so afraid of this, and they don't need to be. It's kind of like, to your point, it's almost like they're handling a nuclear bomb, and they're trying to move it from one room to another, and it doesn't have to. They've made us feel that way, and it doesn't have to be that way, right?
Right.
Yeah.
There are no cooties. There's no radiation. Bibles are safe. They're the foundation of Western culture and civilization. And our founding fathers and our, all the way through American culture and history, have used it publicly, privately, and in the arts, and in many, many different ways.
I actually had a superintendent of schools tell me that religion was the worst thing that ever happened to children, and that it needed to be kept totally away from the public arena and only done at home. Go ahead.
What's interesting about that is that in actuality, fourth grade studies, I think it was a Pew Research study, found that fourth grade is the most pivotal time in a child's life for faith and religion and for it to bud and to bloom. And then there's studies that show that children that don't have that kind of a engagement experience at that time in life, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, they often can be much more problematic as they get into adolescence and junior high, high school, to challenge authority, not to respect authority, to commit crimes. Not that everyone who's not of the faith commits crime,
right,
but I'm just saying it's a part of that. It's actually a healthy part of a child development. I was on a plane recently talking to a gentleman. He had these two young kids, and I was letting him know, and he was writing it down. You know, this is the fact that faith is actually very healthy statistically in child development, and that's a real important thing for parents to realize, irrespective of where they may be in their particular faith path or faith journey.
All right, so, you know, like I like to do, we're going to switch gears real quick. Cheerleaders are now in the spotlight here. Now, I know most of the people that I've spoke with and they've sent me, you know, emails and text messages will say, you know, this is a freedom of speech issue. I can't believe they're doing this to these kids. But you and I were talking, it's really not necessarily a freedom of speech issue. These were the cheerleaders out of North Carolina, and they weren't suspended. There was a warning shot across their bow from the school that said, look, you can't do this. They were pictured, posed with a political banner, Trump 2020. And even I thought at first it's a form of free speech, you're saying maybe not so much.
Yeah, if it's in the context of the school and they're representing their school and the school has certain restrictions regarding representing the school and it's neutrally applied, okay, then I can see where that might come into play. Now, if a school allows 1 year, allows the cheerleaders to have a big Obama sign, and the next year the next set of cheerleaders has a big Trump sign, the Trump sign cheerleaders get in trouble, okay, there we've got a serious matter of violating free speech, because even if it's neutral on its face, if the rule is not uniformly applied, then it's unconstitutional. And it's also like the context for these cheerleaders and off-school campus, are they in their own private capacity as students? Do they have the uniform on? I mean, there's just little factors that come into play to the extent to which they're being holding themselves out in their official capacity as representing the school and the school club or, you know, school program. But it's but in fairness to the cheerleaders, it could go either way.
Yeah.
And but it's not. It's definitely a gray. It'd definitely be gray. I think present law.
Not the kind. We'll be back in a minute. More with Brad Dacus after this. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You- USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced the House is moving forward with an investigation into possible impeachment-level offenses by President Trump.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
She says the president is undermining national security when it comes to his discussions with the leader of Ukraine.
The actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution.
Pelosi says current committee investigations into the Trump campaign and administration will continue under the overall umbrella of the impeachment inquiry. The president calls the move breaking news, witch hunt garbage. He tweets, "It's so bad for our country." But he also tells reporters it could be good for him politically. White House aides say no one is worried because they believe his base will help him. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Some places. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you. Look, I would just get this guy right back on again, because I'm going to tell you what. He's going to give you information. Brad Dacus, God, you know, God bless. Always love to have him on with us. And gives us information on how to fight the system in a legal way, unlike those other band of people. All right, I love this time of week for me. I love it when Brad Dacus is on with us. Brad is with is a founder of Pacific Justice Institute. You know, you parents, you need to know your rights. You need to know your rights when it comes to what's going on with your kids in school. And I'm getting a lot of positive emails from people telling me they love this segment as well. And they love the fact that they feel, I don't want to use the word empowered because that's so like new age, but they feel like they've got the information they need to be able to sit in front of a teacher or a principal or whoever and say, look, I know I have a right for this. I know I have a right for that. I know my kid has a right to do this. How are you going to help me with that? So, Brad, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me, and I mean that.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, before we get into this, because I know you and I get talking and then life comes to a screeching halt here, tell people what PJI is, what it's about, and how they can help you. And I'm talking, you know, financially, physically, whatever resources they might have available to them.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. We don't work completely without charge. We defend religious freedom, parental rights, sanctity of human life. We have hundreds of affiliate attorneys all across the United States. We're opening new offices, and we opened two new offices in two different states last year. We're opening two offices in two new states this year, and we're looking at other places where it's definitely going to be needed as we move ahead in places like Philadelphia, Miami, Chicago, et cetera. So, that's what we do, and if people want to support our work, we're supported by moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. They can go to our website, which is PJI, that's P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, PJI.org. And one thing that makes us very unique, folks, is that we don't just take on the high-profile cases, the big-game cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, everyone gets representation without charge, anywhere in the United States that it's needed. That's our hallmark. It's our distinction. And that's what we do without charge, and we're glad to do it.
Yeah, yeah, and I appreciate what you do because you've helped other parents who have left me emails that they've gone to the website, they've got some information, and we're able to help them. You know, we're able to help their situation. All right, so let's go ahead.
Sorry, but I didn't want to interrupt you, Joe. But there is, as far as resources, there's a great resource that we have. It's called our opt-out forms. And I strongly encourage parents to go to our website and download these opt-out forms. They're very informative, very instructive. We also have another resource dealing with parents' rights in sex education. Parents' rights in sex education. Parents need to be equipped. Sex education radically. It's no longer just about the birds and the bees. Parents need to be equipped to what their rights are and how to protect their children all the way down to the kindergarten level. So those are two great resources. I highly recommend people go to our website for free. They can download those and take advantage of those resources.
Yeah, and they're great resources. I mean, seriously, you got to go check them out and have them ready. You know, it's really funny. When you really need help, that's not the time to try to figure out what to do. I mean, get out in front of some of these things. Read, understand, and know what's going on, what your rights are at the school. So, again, and here in California, you know, parental rights are trying to be stifled more and more and more every single day. I just find it amazing. We're going to touch on one of those in a minute, but I want to get to this Georgia school that was challenged about having prayer before football games. And, you know, I was always under the impression, I've always been taught that basically whatever the students want to a big degree is usually acceptable and okay. I mean, short of sacrificing animals in the middle of the football field, I mean, I get it, there's a limit here. But kids who wanted to live out their religious beliefs or what have you should be allowed to do so. But praying at a football game may be a problem. So how did the school get around this?
Yeah, the Freedom From Religion Foundation really had a problem with the student prayer at this football game. So what the school district did, and we really salute them for how they dealt with this, they created a free speech student forum, so to speak, so that the student can sign up, or several students can sign up, and they have this their speech time. And it could be to welcome, it could be to read a poem, it could be a number of things, and it could also be a prayer. It's their free speech forum. And as long as that's clear, this school is solid and it's protected. And any school in the country, we at Pacific Justice Institute would defend any school district in the country choosing to go down this path. We believe it's constitutional. We believe that this Supreme Court would uphold it as constitutional.
Yeah, and again, people are under the impression, though, that when it comes to prayer on campus or places like that, the kids have a freedom to do it. But that's not always true, is it?
Right. It's, you know, student speech is distinguished from public speech, government speech. So if the student is not acting as an agent of the government somehow and having an exclusive role as that agent to speak, generally speaking, they have the right to express themselves. Let's say a valedictorian is chosen to lead the opening prayer, or let's say that they're giving a speech, and at the end of their speech, they want to end it in a prayer. We've helped valedictorians do that, and the ACLU screams and yells, we're going to sue, and they don't sue, because they know that that is clearly student speech, initiated speech. It wasn't a prayer set aside by the school, approved by the school. It's the student speech.
Yep.
And so that's the key, is if it's a student speech, a student-initiated speech, it looks like student speech, it sounds like student speech, then it's protected as student speech,
wow.
And it's not a state endorsement of that religion. It's not proselytizing by the state. And we have a wonderful book called Reclaim Your School. People can download it for free from our website, pji.org. It talks all about the rights of students, parents, teachers, administrators, everyone, when it comes to faith and bringing faith into the public schools in a way that constitutional scrutiny.
You know, you've got so much going on that website. People need to visit that thing at least once a week and start pulling down information, especially if you have kids in elementary and junior and high schools. All right. Let's jump to the vaccine bill in California. I mean, this state is becoming, it's getting to the point here where you can't do anything with your kids without state permission. And the funny thing about it is when something goes sideways, right, it's all your fault, even though the state has ordered certain and mandated certain things. Can mandatory vaccinations hold up in the Supreme Court?
Generally speaking, based on case law, they have actually held up.
Really?
That said, if a parent though has an opinion from a doctor, an MD, an actual doctor, medical doctor, where they've looked at that particular child's background and found that that child and their background would pose too high of a risk of having an adverse reaction, maybe even a fatal reaction, a paralyzing reaction from a vaccine, then we would contend that parents and their rights to protect the more fundamental life of their child would trump any interest of the state. And we at Pacific Justice Institute are open to hearing those cases, to have them contact us so we can investigate and help them work through what their rights are before taking a very serious action that could be fatal to their child.
Yeah. I so much agree with you. I'd be more inclined to throw the kid in the backseat of the car and take him out of this state because, you know, it's getting to the point in the state where they're telling us what kind of sex ed our kids have to see, what they have to be exposed to, what they have to be taught, what they have to be told, what they can't be told, you know. We have schools that are teaching kids that you are neither male or female. You are whatever you decide you want to be when you decide you want to be it. I think that is such an intrusion bringing up my children.
Right, and it's dangerous. It's harmful, according to psychologists who hear this and say, "What? You're only exacerbating and fueling confusion or potential confusion in a child for them to get to gender identity dysphoria. It's something that is actually fatal. It's a condition that results in most actually dying via suicide for the most part prior to the age of 30. So." This is very serious. It's very inhumane. It's unprofessional. It's the result of political ideology and activism. It's not the result of responsible care with regards to parental trust and proper taking care of children.
Yeah, I agree with you. You go for a quick break again. God, this commercial stuff's getting in the way. If you people would just donate a boatload of money to me, I wouldn't have to go do commercials. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, your host, Brad Akins from Pacific Justice Institute joins me. Don't go far.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's get to it. You know, I always love when this guy's on with me. We get a lot of good information for him. You need to listen, take notes, and protect your children. Okay, we're back at it. One of my favorite hours of the week to do is to have Brad Dacus on with me from Pacific Justice Institute. Love what he does. You should love what he does, too, because he's protecting your rights. He's protecting the rights of children and people, frankly, all across the country. Again, Brad, thanks so much for being with me.
Oh, it's always great.
All right, we're going to have to hit some of these rapid fire. Church in Oregon is now not allowed to have a parsonage, which some people don't really understand what that is. And it's a local resident for maybe the pastor, the priest, or what have you. I grew up in New England, in Boston to be exact, and especially the Catholic churches, they have what was called a rectory, and that's where the brothers and the priest would live, and right there on the church ground. But apparently this community in Oregon says, hey, you know what, there's no reason for the pastor to be living at the church.
Yeah, and when asked why, you know, we don't really get the answer. They're just like, well, they shouldn't be able to be there. It's zoned for a church. That can't include a parsonage. Well, but what's the problem with that? Well, we just don't think it's within the zoning code. But what's wrong with that? What's the problem?
Yeah.
Well, it's just not within the zoning. In other words, they're not even open about their bigotry and you know, real prejudicial feelings and hostile feelings for why they don't want that to happen. If there was a house there, there'd be no objection to someone living there. Here we have an existing parsonage as a part of the church, as a part of the function of the church,
right,
historically, as you already alluded to, and to not allow them to be able to have a parsonage on the church grounds would greatly inhibit their ability to serve their community 24/7, to have someone there where people can go to get help, to get support, assistance, spiritual, etc. And this clergy would have to live far away, actually, because the houses are very expensive. The cost of living is very expensive in that area. So it would be a major inhibition to them to doing what they feel called to do.
Oh, sure. I mean, and we all know, I mean, again, having them there, because people, where do they go running? When people want help and they go running to a church or what have you, where they know they can get some help and some compassion and maybe even some food and what have you, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I don't know what these people are thinking. I really do. Is it they hate religion so much, or they hate, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but it just bothers me to no end that if we wanted a brothel there, they probably wouldn't have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, whatever.
Yeah, I know. You know, there was one case involving a church, and they had a ministry to help the poor, the homeless. And the judge in the case said, well, you know, I don't see this, you know, caring for the poor and the needy as a part of church function.
Whoa.
Take two. What was that we just heard?
Yeah.
I get it. It's just about singing hymns and hearing a homily or a sermon. Oh, I get it. That attitude is out there, and they don't recognize the historical role of churches and their parsonages in serving and really reaching out to their communities in a way that has proven itself to be so important, proven itself to be something that the government can't do and shouldn't do, and yet there are those trying to deprive communities and societies from that historic support.
Well, that comment just, I mean, it just shows you that they really don't understand the reality behind people who believe in God or, you know, believe in a divine being, if you would, really how they feel and how real it is to them. I mean, to those people who say those kind of things, it's a symbolic thing. There's no reality to it, and they couldn't be any further off. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing to me, anyhow.
It's an important case, and I will say we won at the first level. They appealed it. We lost at the appeal. Now it's going on to the next level of appeal, and our attorney in the matter, Ray Hackey, is in our Salem, Oregon office, and he's taken on this case, and he's working hard to make sure that this church and parsonage get their defense. And if we're not successful, we can see other communities trying to shut down churches and church parsonages all across the United States, especially in dark blue blotches on the map.
I agree with you.
It's very important.
Hey, one of the concerns I've been getting emails on, and people ask me to touch on, is the Epstein case. And people are very concerned that, you know, it's done, it's over with. And some are concerned that the ladies, probably now ladies, are not going to get their day in court. They're not going to get their due. And I hope that's not true. I mean, there's still the ability to have a case there. There's still a reason to prosecute those men that were involved, were there not?
Oh, right. And, you know, mind you, they're innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, yes.
But just because Epstein passed away, took his life, that doesn't mean that other co-conspirators or participants or benefactors to his criminal endeavors with these women or girls should get off. And I think it's important that the continued prosecution measures move forward, investigation measures move forward, and that if they have the evidence, the evidence that truly is sufficient for conviction beyond a reasonable doubt, guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, then they should bring those cases, those charges, and let the evidence be weighed. Just because an allegation is made, as we saw in the Kavanaugh hearing, just because someone steps forward and makes allegations doesn't mean it's true, as we found that Professor Ford, everything just went splattered back in her face as everything became unwound and discovered that she was more likely than not making everything up simply because of her own ideological drive and background. And that's fortunately, that's all come to the surface.
Yeah, even with the recent dust-up all over again, you know, now the person goes forward and says she was drunk. She can't really remember. She can't really send them a time reference and all that. I'm going, this is what I'm talking about. You guys just don't care. That's the problem. You care more about taking Trump to the woodshed than you care about the truth of this country. So
people need to realize that if you shred the constitutional right to due process for your political expediency today, that constitutional right of due process will not be there to protect you tomorrow.
That's right.
That's why it's so important that we let our politics aside and make sure that due process is there to protect us and that we respect our Constitution and don't become so short-sighted that we're willing to have innocent people completely convicted, if you will, absent due process and an actual looking at the evidence. And I'm so glad that due process and justice finally worked its way in the Kavanaugh hearings so that the truth finally came to the light and exposed what kind of person Professor Ford was, or at least what she said, having no credibility and being false. And it could be in the future where we as a society don't even allow that to happen and just quickly disqualify people. That's very dangerous. And in the Epstein case, it's real important. We have due process. Let's let the investigation go on, but let's be a respecter of the evidence and the truth as things play out properly through a proper prosecution and due process.
Agreed to no end. I mean, seriously, people, but, we're kind of running out of time here, and the not the cheerleaders, I already did that one with you, the in favor of a student that was banned from passing out Jesus Loves You Valentine's. I mean, there's a lot of schools that won't even let you pass out Valentine's Day cards because, kids feel bad over it. But this is a great win. Tell us about it quickly.
Yeah, this is a very important case where this young woman, she was told she couldn't pass out Valentine's because it had Jesus Loves You on it, and that was the
Vision Institute.
And as it turns out, the court in the end said, no, she has free speech, First Amendment rights. She is protected to be able to do that. You know, we at Pacific Justice Institute had a case similar to this in Sacramento involving a girl who gave invitations to an event at her church to two of her friends. She had to apologize in writing for doing such a terrible thing, and we had to file a lawsuit. We filed a lawsuit. The girl won, and we are willing to go to bat for any such child anywhere in America where they are told that they have to hide their face in whether it's giving Valentine's or anything else. They have tremendous protection, and it's important that they stand up for the rights the same way she did in this situation.
Well, we can't be afraid. That's the thing. We can't come to these with fear, because if you come with them with fear, you will lose. And that's why, the first thing people think of is, oh, my God, I can't afford a lawyer. I can't afford to do this. So, look, the first thing they need to do is pick up the phone and call you guys and say, okay, do I have something? Don't I have something? Is this something with merit? And are you willing to help out with it? Don't just brush it aside, because then they win. So, Brad, right. Thanks so much for being with us. I always appreciate your time with me. Pacific Justice Institute, look, if you can't remember it, Google the darn thing. It ain't that hard to do. I don't think Google has blocked you guys yet. So,
not yet.
But anyhow. All right, Brad, always appreciate your time with me. I really do. And have a great rest of the day. Remember, PJI.org. PJI.org. Look, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to talk. Look, impeachment. So that's what the whole show is going to be about. Because, heck, we've been listening to it for 3 years. A few more hours won't kill you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.